The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
Stevie D and Sarah G up in this piece.
Yo!
Prime instrumentation. Yeah! Hey, yo, Sarah G.
Yo, Stevie D, what's happening?
I'm rapping, but anyway, it's time for some action. We should be big, but we're smaller than an elf. Stuck in a chair, we can't move like F.D. Roosevelt. But if we had some help from some kind of big celebrity, I tell ya, S.G., everybody be smelling me, and you?
That's good.
I got a plan, I hope it works. We need to hook up with a dude to be rocking Hawaiian shirts. Ow, ow.
Tom Selleck?
No, yo, did you hear what I said? I said, ow, ow.
Weird Al Yankovic?
The dude is crazy sick, he's kind of our hero. He could turn us from zeros into stars, getting love and hugs wherever we go. If I could just bitch his butt.
Why you gotta grab his butt, though?
Ruh-roh, I don't know, he's got a nice butt, Joe.
Stevie, this is Sarah. Sarah G, your long-lost pal. We could get on TV. Maybe we'd get famous if we just meet Al.
To be stupid without, this is a life. Mandatory fun time in a Amish paradise. A nice house that you can have whatever you like. So I'm meeting my Bologna in a closet with Anna White. Living in the fridge, eating spam with tacos grande. White and nerdy for life, and we so handy. Out of dire straits into the hills of Beverly. Take a trigger happy even if we lose on Jeopardy. Paid like a surgeon, we perform this way. And let's gaggle a Coolio, got something to say. Hook the focus for life, and super wise like Yoda. Fat like the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Ask Bob or Ricky, see a gnaw, or even gum. Grab the iron lung and hear a steak from Mr. Frump. It gets crazy in Jurassic Park, running from dinosaurs. And yo, you can eat if you don't love me anymore. Come on.
This is Sarah, Sarah G, your long-lost pal. We could get on TV, maybe we'd get famous if we just meet Al, if we just meet Al.
See, yo, Sarah G, yo, what's your favorite Weird Al song?
I kind of like that song that makes fun of that famous song.
I'm going to dropkick your accordion.
You can't dropkick my accordion.
Yeah, I know, I wouldn't do it if I could.
So what are you going to say to Weird Al if we ever get to meet him?
I don't know. I'll probably just ask him for a carrot or something.
Why in the world would you ask him for a carrot?
I don't know. He's always talking about food. I figured he might have a carrot. I kind of just like a carrot right now. I don't know. Leave me alone, yo.
Okay. I do hope we get to meet him, though. I'll bring him a poodle hat.
Oh, that's what happened to your poodle.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, friends and neighbors. I am Z from hipsterplease.com, and this is Radio Free Hipster, coming to you on the venerable Geek Dad Podcast Network. And speaking of venerated, Weird Al is currently out on his mandatory world tour, and Stevie D of Illbots and his Roanoke ally, Sarah G, want to meet him. So they wrote a song about it, like you do.
Thank you. place you never know, because you had a heart of gold, so you followed the rules. But your parents' stomachs growled, how could they know? So when the sun set to the spirit world, they're in a bathhouse, the words we never heard, behind the mask of a maid with no face. So they give you a job, so you tried to find a place there where the dragons fly. She tried to take your name, and so you pushed it aside all the same. Oh, Chihiro, just remember where you come from, where you go, cause I can tell you it gets harder and then some. So they don't remember, walk back to go to the future, that new home you didn't know. You can let go of the past now, because I think it's gonna be okay. Oh hey, just spirit it away to another place, another time, don't it feel so great? Yeah, spirit it away to another place, another time, don't it feel so great? Hey, young Sophie, the lines on your face grew. You met a magical wizard and in his home flew through the blue sky, over the big sea. You watched the war rage on, ain't no mystery. That secret that he took with him made it harder to find the human there within him. And so regardless, you had to find the heart in a broken man, just like you had to find the courage, so encourage him. Because they're all turnip heads, they bombed the countryside, they waged the war and watched the people die, wrong or right. And we forget about those we once lost, hold them in our hearts, keep them in our thoughts. That's where the flame burns on, hello Calcifer. That's where you took it back home to the place. Hal, he had a moving castle, he kept soaring. Sophie found a reason to stay. Oh hey, just spirit it away to another place, another time, don't it feel so great? Hey, spirit it away to another place, another time, don't it feel so great? Hey, spirit it away to another place, another time, don't it feel so great? Hey, another time, don't it feel so great? Hey, Miyazaki, you were my neighbor when I was young, and now that I'm older, I'm watching all you done. There's beauty in the pain, there's sun behind the rain, and those we lost, we hold onto the name. Because the war ripped you open, born inside a fire, raised up to make films, took great pains to show evil and the good live side by side, and the hero and the villain are closer than we know. It's like sadness for a thing that we never had, it's like forgetting a memory that we never lived. It's like looking like a grown woman and man, but inside still being that scared little kid. That's why the films connect, and the feelings projected on the screen help us tend to that death and the hardship, in the hopes we don't forget the good and bad times, so we don't hopefully end up where we started. Spirited away to another place, another time, don't it feel so great? Hey, spirited away to another place, another time, don't it feel so great? Spirited away to another place, another time, don't it feel so great? Hey, spirited away to another place, another time, don't it feel so great? Oh, Chihiro, just remember your name, and don't forget your name, don't forget the place where you came from. Yeah.
You know my name's Chihiro.
I've known you since you were very small. Good luck.
I don't really know about you, but personally, I am feeling super. Not a lot of people on the train, and I don't miss the pushing or complaining. Look, it's raining. I don't mind it. I don't pay attention to the climate. Wear a watch, but never wind it. It doesn't matter what the time is. It's wonderful, terrific, great. Let me explain in a specific way. One day, rolled out of bed. Everyone was gone. Didn't really get it. What was going on? It was nothing big. It was something small. Itty bitty bug came and killed them all. Somebody like me lived through natural immunity. Woohoo! I never really had any friends or close family. You might see a tragedy. Me, I'm living in a fantasy. Nobody in my business. So happy that I live to witness this. Just miss one tiny little perk. Home delivery, it no longer works. I'm glad that they never made a vaccine. They needed people like me, but I would tell them that I had a fever. No need for poking on me. I don't want a neighbor with immunity. Seems like they were always fighting. That's why I never really liked them. Alright then, now it's
stalking. No bums or spare changes. Man, I love these dead strangers. Most did it fast, some did it slow. Ultimately though, all had to go. All these people but me, that is. I'm alive, that's all that matters. Plus I've never been a picky eater. Everything I need is in the freezer. Woo, there's one new development. Even me feeling benevolent. Vermin, there's a lot of rodents. Honestly, I've had some pleasant moments. No fear, you can see them sprawling. Right here, there's a dozen crawling. So near, I can pet them all in. Each year, watch them all evolving.
Velociraptor, quick to jump. jump up out of the bushes and drop a rapper. Play God, you pay God. Yo, it's awful that not even armed and armored in-gen jeeps can stop disaster. Y'all motherfuckers stay scared of my teeth and sharp claws. The way you're screaming is embarrassing. Sheesh. Feet slash your frame, leaving you with various leaks. I'm eating people like a vegan's eating carrots and leeks. Bleh. I know you kids love my style and you wanna peep raptors. You should really stick to reading shit by Robert T. Back. A much safer drink blood from the jugular fuck chases. Yeah, it seems mad horrific and shit, but it's just nature. They said the security here's the best, but Dennis Nedry got bought and paid for $10. He gave a raptor pack an unlocked door with set slut. My foes code soon, Muldoon can get fucked.
They should all be destroyed.
Rap song, rap song, raptor song, raptor song. Raptor song, raptor song, raptor song, raptor song. I'm a dinosaurus, rawr, rawr. And any people making off the island are scarred. In the mental DNA of a frog is instrumental to my comeback, dispensing the venom on instrumentals. Humans think you're so smart with the fingers and the pencils, but you're shitting when I grin at you. I think it is the dentals. I'm creeping on your gentles. Take a glance at my feet. And I know you don't deserve it, but my fam has to eat. Headbutt to the chest, you're gone reeling. Flying kick will leave your kidneys splattered upon ceilings. Although I know it don't seem nice, we're not villains. Reproducing, putting them prey animals on children. No doubt, you must be smoked out on opiates, cat. Dino kind imprisoned, you were hoping for that. Stop playing, building shock fences, toting the gap. We just some carnivores who trying to get our groceries packed. Rap song, rap song, raptor song, raptor song. Raptor song, raptor song, raptor song, raptor song.
Brrrr! Only master! Only raptor brethren, stand up in my selector! Bo, bo, bo! John Williams! Brrrr, brrrr, brrrr! Brrrr, we are raptors!
It's a velociraptor.
They should all be destroyed!
That's it, kicked off with the epic title theme from Jake Vert Kaufman's Adventures of Pip OST, before segging into the Michael Kill remix of Adam Warrock's Spirited Away, which you could get along with a ton of other tracks and even some comics if you contribute to Adam's current fundraiser. From there, we heard Supercommuter's Natural Immunity from 2011's Products of Science, and a brand new one from Inverse Phase. Thanks for the Ram. It's from his Fallout Boy tribute EP, Save Chiptune. And since Jurassic World just opened at the box office, we wrapped it up with Raptor Song from BC. Not to be confused with Kabuto the Python, or MC Horse, or, you know, any of those other guys.
Tell me I'm everything you despise. That I'm the personification of evil. That I'm what? Responsible for the breakdown of the fabric of society and world order. I'm a one-man genocide. Say everything you want to say to me now. Because you don't have long.
We'll be right back. I'd make it something I do. I'd do with William Shatner. We'd drink a couple of brews, go to the laundry matter. When our clothes are dry, we pull them up together. Cause everything I do, I'd do with William Shatner. Go, oh, when we get together, we both be cool. Talk about our favorite episodes. I don't wanna go to work, just wanna hang with Captain Kirk. And if I had my way, I'd make it so.
be your friend.
Carbon has a half-life of 6,000 years. Most say that love lasts 15. And after that, one of us won't still be here. I don't think that's what physics means. The rule says that all things decay, but I don't think that love works that way. 'Cause I'd give you half my life just to get started, and all that I am, even though it ain't much. No diamonds or fur coats or cars I can give you, or a house in the foothills, or money and such. In time all those things will be gone, but time will not. So I'll give you half my life, 'cause that's all I got. Sometimes you might be surprised. Now sooner or later all that is was. Sun and stars will burn out just like everything does. I hope there's still something that science don't know. 'Cause the entire universe contracts and our love just grows. Grind down to the sea, but not you and me. 'Cause I'd give you half my life just to get started, and all that I am, even though it ain't much. No diamonds or fur coats or cars I can give you, or a house in the foothills, or money and such. In time all those things will be gone, but time will not. So I'll give you half my life, 'cause that's all I got. In time all those things will be gone, but time will not. So I'll give you half my life, 'cause that's all I got.
You just heard Half Life featuring Megan Nishihara, a musical treatise on science and love from Seth Phillips' 2014 release, Tradition, Change, Geekery. Before that was the 1-2 Star Trek punch of Warp 11's Everything I Do with William Shatner, and a jazz arrangement of the theme from Star Trek III, The Search for Spock, by Andrew Allen from his Smooth Federation LP. And it all started off with the heavy metal explosion of Personification of Evil, The Emperor's Rebirth, Escape, by Tubers McGee. That one's from the latest Overclocked remix release, Rebellion, inspired by the music of Final Fantasy II. That is their 51st free community arrangement album, so go over there and download it. And a bunch of other great music, too. Last week we had a bad run of celebrity deaths, and one of them hit me a little harder than all the rest. It hit me where I live, and where I live, for the record, is on a Carolina mill hill. I'm talking, of course, about the passing of the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Professional wrestling in the 1970s and 80s was a world of feathered hair and perfectly manicured mustaches and the classical male physique. Dusty didn't have none of that. He was a flabby, marble-mouthed son of a plumber from Austin, Texas, but he gave his all in the ring, man, and on the mic, he was magic. So let us mourn the passing of this titan with the help of another wrestling fan, my pal Walkin' Fuss. And if you want to talk about Dusty or anything else you got going on, y'all know where to find me. I'm at HipsterPlease on Twitter, and you can regularly catch me hanging out at HipsterPlease.com and over at GeekDad.com, the places you come to find your nerd news, reviews, and interviews, and hard times. But you don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
I deal with a blink of an eye, you know what I mean? As fast as you can snap a finger, millions are lost, titles are lost, lives are lost. You have to live for one day, 1 second, one blink of an eye, and you have to go for it. You have to reach out and go for it. Not until a little over a year ago did I realize the importance of this thing. Then I said to myself, if you want to be something or do something, you have to reach out for it right there for that second. The contract is signed. My career against the U.S. title. My life against the U.S. title. The career of the legend. And I'm going to change a phrase a little bit around right here. This phrase will go down in history. Because Ric Flair once said, to be the man, you gotta beat the man. To be the legend, you have to beat the legend, the legend. My livelihood, my career, on the line. That split second at being immortal. Against the U.S. title. My life against the U.S. title. The career of the legend. The career of the legend. The career of the legend.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.